Today's passage is going to start in partway through one of Paul's thoughts. But he says something I really want you to notice in Ephesians 4 and verse 14. It says that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. A few years ago, an actor by the name of Michael Fox was hired to pose as a professor at a conference. Now, this wasn't Michael J. Fox, the famous actor, but a much lesser-known actor by the same name. When a group of PhDs and other academic luminaries had gathered, the actor waxed eloquent for quite a while on no particular subject. He really didn't have a point. He didn't back up his statements or provide any kind of evidence for anything he said. But he was warm and conversational in his style, and he was introduced as somebody with a lot of knowledge. At the end of the lecture, they conducted a survey of all the seminar participants, and almost to a person, people thought the lecture was brilliant. Some even mentioned that it was the best they'd ever heard on the subject, and they'd been studying it for a lot of years. Of course, there was no real subject, but his manner had been so persuasive that most of the audience assumed there was. At the end of the presentation, the actor even opened the floor for questions, and the only difficult one he got was easily deflected with a little bit of intellectual intimidation. When the actor didn't know the answer, he looked out the window, made a comment about how nice the day was, and said something like, "Well, I could answer that question, but it would take up a lot of our time, and if it would help, I'd answer it. But how much work have you actually done in this field?" The academic asking the question admitted he hadn't done much work, so the lecture came to a close. Mr. Fox was so persuasive that the researchers who hired him put him in a number of other situations, always to the same effect. What they discovered was that people are more likely to believe style than substance, even if they make their living in the world of academics, where truth is supposed to be king. A professor with a warm, conversational style is more believable than a man who has all the facts straight, but is a little less than charismatic. And of course, that brings us to what Paul mentioned about being blown around by winds of doctrine. We can never forget that we are human beings who are easily persuaded by the passion of a moment. And that's why God places us in the context of a church and reveals His will to us in the pages of the Bible. It's designed as a countermeasure to the Dr. Fox effect. And as time marches on, that's going to prove to be very important, because Bible prophecy indicates some pretty persuasive stuff is going to happen on the wrong side of the fence. Which means, of course, that biblical living, centered on God's revealed will and truth, in the context of a healthy church, is just a better way to live.